make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. On today's episode, 5 weekly schedules that you can watch out for. Here's a quick tip for you, something that you may not have thought to do. It's about making choices. It's about bringing your week together and trying to work out how you're going to succeed in very specific areas. For me, I've got 5 schedule points where you can outline what might work for you. 1 academic win, 1 social woo, 1 personal upgrade, 1 career boost, and 1 wonderful wild card. For 1 academic win, if you start at the beginning of each week and consider what is the one thing this week you want to do that will bring you academic success. It might be to do with a piece of coursework you've got, or it might be that you're struggling in a particular area. Whatever it is, if you can list this one academic win that you really want from the beginning of the week, that you want to have succeeded over by the end of the week, then it gives you a view that you can stick with, you can stay focused on for the whole of that week. You don't get bogged down with other things. Similarly with the following ones as well. You've got 1 social woo. It's all well and good to find all sorts of fun things to do throughout the week, but sometimes you don't have enough time for filling your diary up with one social engagement after the other. So instead, if there's just 1 special event or 1 thing that you really want to do in the week, make sure that you can do that. Keep that there. It might be going to the union. It might be spending time with friends. It might be something romantic. But whatever it is, if you can get that one thing, again, you keep that at the top of your mind, and it means that you know there's going to be something that you're looking forward to for the week. Next up, 1 personal upgrade. Maybe you're annoyed about something that you keep on putting off around your student house, or maybe you're thinking about some sort of a hobby or trying out something new, going somewhere or keeping fit. We're in January at the moment, time of recording, and lots of people are having lots of New Year's resolutions and so on. Maybe you can focus at the beginning of each week on really improving 1 particular personal skill. By making it part of your schedule, having that one thing there, you always know that if you're going to focus on one thing, that is the thing to look at. The next thing is about 1 career boost. What's the one thing that you could do this week to give you that upper hand in terms of your future career? If you can do 1 thing a week, just think there are 52 weeks in the year. That means that you will have 52 different career boosts. It might be something small. It might be that you're just writing 1 blog post, or you're reaching out to 1 person, or you're getting some information about a particular career. Whatever it is you choose to do with that, everything that you do is one step closer. So if you can have 1 career boost every single week, then it can take you places. Especially if you're a fresher, you've got several years before you're graduating, and so in that case, you are going to be so many steps further toward getting that career that you're looking for, that it could really set you apart from the rest of the crowd. And finally, with these 5 weekly schedules, the last one is about 1 wonderful wild card. Whatever it is, all these things are just 5 pointers to look at so you know that you've achieved something in the week. So if there's something out there that isn't to do with your academic or your social or your personal or your career or anything like that, it's got some other element of importance to your life, whatever it is, or even if it's a mixture of all of these things, if you can find 1 extra thing, then go for it. Note that down and tell yourself, I am going to do that this week. Some people swear by a daily plan. Other people, they want to achieve a whole load by, say, the end of the term or the end of the year. But if you can focus on these five things once a week, your academic, your social, your personal, your career, and then one other thing, whatever it is, then that's five different things in the week, you know, one for every weekday perhaps, that you can really chew on. And it's designed to stop you from feeling overwhelmed with this ever-growing list of lots of different things to do. If you pick the most important point from each of those areas of your life, then you might well be able to just feel a little bit easier. And also remember then that that is the most important thing. So even if you've got 10 other items to do with your social life perhaps, when you know that you haven't got time for all of those, you've already picked the one thing that no matter what you want to do. It's quite a strong place to come from. So they're the five weekly schedules for you to look out for. What will you choose to do this week? This has been Tub Thump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. Tub Thump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.